ahead of the anticipated opening of the Rafah crossing between the Gaza Strip and Egypt today, Gaza health authorities report 30 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes. Among the dead are three girls from one family, with Palestinian health officials reporting attacks on residences and a police station in Gaza City. The Israeli military says it was responding to an apparent breach of the ceasefire. The mother of Mahmoud Shinar, one of the victims of a strike on Gaza City, shared her pain.
Even if he is a martyr, that's true, but war is full of horrors and death is difficult. You don't understand me. You don't understand anyone. Death is difficult.
The reopening of the Rafah crossing, for the first time since March of 2024, is a condition of a US-proposed phased ceasefire plan between Israel and Hamas. The Israeli government says exit and entry from the Gaza Strip via the Rafah crossing will be permitted in coordination with Egypt, following prior security clearance of individuals by Israel and under the supervision of the European Union mission.